Good morning. It's good to be here with you. Welcome, and welcome to those listening on the radio. Some important announcements. If you're listening on the radio, you can go to our website and grab the liturgy, the ZionLCMSCF.org. But the hymns, let me give you those if you want to look them up. We'll be opening with 774, Feed Thy Children. The sermon hymn 577, Almighty God, Your Word is Cast. Distribution hymns 523, O Word of God Incarnate. 602, The Gifts Christ Freely Gives. 617, O Lord, We Praise Thee. Closing hymn 893, Sing to the Lord of Harvest. Now you will see Ben. I've asked him during the hymns to adjust microphones just to try to optimize picking up voices, the organ, so you can ignore him. He'll appreciate you ignoring him, but just so you know what he's attempting to do, he'll be listening as it's streaming and try to optimize, as I said. In our prayers, we'll include also Phyllis Pangborn. She's our 102-year-old member. Phyllis is on hospice, and so I asked if we could include her in prayer, and yes, and so her family has been attending to her, and she will be listening, I'm sure, at home. So that's all. Let's begin with our opening hymn, 774, Feed Thy Children, God Most Holy. And of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As a step. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort and defend us, gracious Lord.
Thank you. The Lord be with you.
Let us pray. Blessed Lord, since you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for this seventh Sunday after Pentecost is from Isaiah chapter 55. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, and it shall make a name for the Lord, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from Romans chapter 8. So then, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him, in order that we may also be glorified with him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and great crowds gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil. And immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched. And since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, The evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while. And when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated for our hymn. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Recently had a dry spell in the area, and when you go through that and you have a rain, you appreciate that rain all the more. We need it, right? The plants need it, and well, we need those plants. We need to eat, and even if you're just a carnivore eating only meat, at some point down the food chain, you need those plants to survive for life. So it's good and appropriate that we give God thanks for the seed, for the rain, as well as the sun, the soil, everything else that God provides to sustain life. Life and everything needed to sustain it. Even in the life of a new plant, it's truly amazing just to consider all that goes into it. And we don't even know all that goes into it. It happens. And it's so common that we can certainly take it for granted. We do the same with the Word of God. It's common, and we need it, and yet we can take it for granted, even though we don't even fully know how does it work in us. In our Old Testament reading from Isaiah, the Lord is comparing His word to the rain and the snow that comes from heaven. And we gain a lot of insights just from this short passage. We see that God sends it. God is the one who's sending it specifically to earth and generally over all the earth. And he sends it with a purpose. He sends that purpose for the rain to bring forth and sprout, right? Sends plenty of it because We see that there's enough of it that it brings these seeds for bread to eat and also seeds to sow, plant more for more later. And we don't even know how it happens. God is doing it. He's doing all of this. Doing it abundantly for all the earth. And we see how powerful it is, this word of God. It's going to accomplish that which God purposes and succeed in the thing for which God sends it. Nothing can stop it. It's going to do what God says it's going to do. In today's gospel reading, Jesus uses the familiar illustration of seeds and growth. And he's speaking to this great crowd in parables. So he tells them this parable about sowing seeds. We understand that the sower is scattering seeds far and wide. They call this broadcasting, by the way. You know, or you just throwing out the seeds. The term broadcasting, we recognize it when we talk about radio or TV. Well, it comes from this idea. Broadcasting, throwing these seeds far and wide. And it's landing all over the place. The hardened path, and that's where the seeds are snatched up by the birds. The rocky ground grows at first, but then it's scorched and withers. There's seed among the thorns, and they're choked out, you know, because of the other plants. And then there's the good soil. It bears lots of fruit, 30, 60, 100 times. The disciples, they want to know, why are you speaking in parables? And Jesus helps them to understand. He explains the parable to them and to us. And we recognize at the time that there's opposition to Jesus and his ministry, and it's been increasing. And though there are a lot of people listening, great crowds, many are not grasping who he is. They're not receiving this word. This parable actually helps to explain why so many people are not responding to Jesus in faith and in discipleship, believing him and following him and abiding by his word. There is a battle for the lives of people. Sometimes Satan, the evil one, takes away the message about the reign of God. This reign of God that Jesus himself has brought, he's the one who is proclaiming it, and it's also in him, in his very presence. God is reigning in Christ right there. And we understand this. And we too can be challenged, though. You know, when we understand this concept that you hear the word, but it doesn't quite stay with you, and you don't necessarily understand it, or you don't necessarily trust it or hold on to it. And so we too are in this battle, this spiritual battle. Satan is still waging this battle. Satan does not want people to really hear and understand who Jesus is, that he is God, that he has authority over all, even himself, Satan himself, and all his minions, the demons. Satan doesn't want you to believe that Jesus Christ has overthrown him, along with all evil, through his death and resurrection. Satan doesn't want you to know that Jesus will soon return in judgment, binding up Satan and the demons, casting them out of his presence into that eternal darkness. It's been prepared for them. And all who do not know Christ will also be cast out with them to suffer eternal torment. Satan doesn't want you to know that this earth will pass away. And when Jesus returns, he'll bring a new heaven and a new earth. That's where we will live. And he will live with us. those whom he has sealed in baptism, those who believe in their heart and confess with their mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus explains that some people hear him, they believe him and follow him for a while, but their roots aren't deep. When they experience personal difficulties or opposition for following Jesus, they turn away. They no longer live as disciples. And our faith is tested when we face tribulation, when we face persecution on account of Jesus Christ, on account of his word, when we face ridicule for the confidence we claim in Christ, confidence in the promises he's given us, or when people make assertions about you because you're a Christian. As you speak about Jesus and your faith in him and his word, you are marked as different from this world. And you are bearing witness to Jesus as Lord, as Savior to those who need him but reject him. You bring Christ to the world through your words and through your actions. And Christ is in you. You are in him. So you will experience this suffering on account of Christ. Christ continues to explain, some will hear and believe and follow Jesus for a while, and then they'll get distracted by the worldly wealth, or they get overcome by worries of life. The hope and joy that came with the power of the good news that God reigns is choked off. Worldly wealth can tempt us to trust it more than God, who gives the wealth and provides for all of our needs. Jesus tells you, don't worry. Pray. Pray to your Heavenly Father. He knows what you need and he loves you. He promises to provide for you what is good, all your needs, because you are his child, because he's made you his child in Christ. No matter what the circumstances, your life is secure in Christ. But even with so much working against the growth of the seed, there's this good soil that produces a lot of fruit. And there are those who hear the good news of how God the King is coming to reclaim and forgive his people in creation. They understand, they believe, and they bear fruit for God. Sometimes you'll see growth in an unusual, unlikely place. One example that comes to mind, there's a place called Stone Mountain in Georgia near Atlanta. We went there a few years ago. It's this enormous rock. It's about 5 miles in circumference at the base and over 1,600 feet high, so it's kind of striking. It's this bald rock sticking out high above the surrounding area. And it's noticeable because it's high, but also because it's a rock in contrast to all this green landscape. This is a warm, wet climate, after all. Now, lack of growth is not surprising on Stone Mountain because it's a rock. But what's interesting is it's not completely barren. There are plants on this rock, shrubs, even trees have taken root, and they appear to be growing just fine. If it were my job to sow seeds, that's not the place where I would consider a good prospect for plants to actually take root and grow. But there they are, healthy, vibrant, living on a rock. If God wants something to grow, it's going to grow. No matter what anyone else thinks, no matter the environment, the circumstances, it's the seed, it's his word that is powerful and will accomplish what he purposes. That seed has taken root in all of you here. You've heard of Jesus Christ, the Lord, the Word made flesh who's come among us, the one who took your sins to the cross, the one in whom you have salvation and everlasting life, the one in whom you are baptized. You bear the mark of Christ. You are his. And you believe this. You may get distracted. You may have thoughts that wander, But the faith remains. The roots have developed. You do suffer opposition for living as a disciple of Jesus, and yet you remain in him, and he in you. Temptation to worry comes, but you have the promises of Christ that remain, and you cling to those and trust in those. Faith in God has been given to you, and it's been watered by God through his word. You've heard it, you've read it. Think about it, you talk about it. We pray it, we sing it, and it nurtures your faith in fruitfulness of God. It comes forth in you. As you receive God's word, it works on you and in you. As you study it, as you consider its meaning, as you apply it to your life, as you speak it, as you pray it, as you meditate on it, it works on you, and it's accomplishing what God purposes, succeeding in what he wants it to do in you and for the people around you. As Paul writes in Colossians, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts. The result is fruit as God purposes it. Worry gives way to peace. Fear gives way to joy. Selfishness gives way to selflessness. Hard-heartedness gives way to compassion. Pride gives way to humility. The word of our Lord is a precious treasure. And while it rains down on us, we drink it up. We appreciate it, praying that it accomplish in us that which the Lord himself purposes, even fruitful and everlasting life in Jesus Christ. Amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible,
and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, for our salvation, came out of heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit,
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For repentance, that by every thorn and briar, God would warn us of sin and discipline us against temptation, so that we would place all trust in his promise of everlasting life. Let us pray to the Lord. For devotion to the Holy Word, which God sends as abundantly as rain on the earth, that we may never take it for granted, but seek its help and refreshment in every circumstance, let us pray to the Lord. For an abundant harvest of believers, that God would bless pastors and missionaries as they sow his word to the nations, preparing the hearts of all who hear to believe and yield abundant fruit, let us pray to the Lord. For parents, that the Lord would bless them with faithfulness as they plant his word into their children, and for children, that by his word the Lord would protect them amid the cares and troubles of this world. Let us pray to the Lord. For reasonable weather and bountiful harvest, that according to our Creator's word, he would send rain on the earth to make it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Let us pray to the Lord. For those suffering from illnesses of body or mind, especially Marlis, Pastor Jones, Haley, Marlis, Pastor Sedlock, Ruth, Irma, Lacey, Jim, Lewis, Greg, Diane, Nancy, Ben, Mark, Blaine, Audrey, Mary Jo, Lynn, Ralph, Amy, Ben, Cookie, Sarah, Marlene, and Phyllis, that the Lord would give them healing, comfort them with his loving presence, grant them patience to endure suffering, and assure them always of the glory of Christ that awaits them. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who partake of the Holy Communion, that God would sustain his children in repentance and faith to receive Christ's body and blood for life and salvation. Let us pray to the Lord. Almighty God, your Spirit calls us by the gospel to the new life of faith. We praise you and acknowledge you as our Lord. Deliver us from the devil's temptations, that we may live under you and serve you in righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the same Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
For those listening on the radio, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We continue with the offertory.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Thank you.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also, he took the cup. He took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the body of Christ given unto death for you. Take and drink the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. What? Oh, okay. Receive the blessing of our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. drink and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink. The very blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink the very blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you. This is the blood of Jesus Christ, shed for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink the very blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of Christ given for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink. This is the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. The true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. The very blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the body of Christ given for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. The very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you. This is the blood of Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, shed for you. Take and drink. Very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.